Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, last week we started talking about Christian community, why it's valuable, why it's important for us to be in one, because it helps encourage us in our faith. And one of the things that you mentioned was how we have this common bond, which is Jesus. And we don't necessarily have to have other things in common, but that's what is the common thing, us trying to live out our faith and become more like Christ. And something that I know for me, often I can think of a Christian community or church as kind of like out there with no faces to it, and it's just, you know, this nebulous group of people. But then if I actually think about, no, I'm actually one of those faces,
yes,
in the community. And I have a responsibility to my fellow members of this community to help them in their faith.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, Mum, but sometimes we can think, yeah, but I'm not a speaker.
I'm not articulate.
I'm not, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just in the everyday of our life, how we have God in our lives, that's how we encourage others in their faith, by reminding them how God has helped us. Like, yes, by sharing our story, that's more what I'm getting at.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be with, you know, amazing words.
Yeah, well, I look at, say, the broader Christian community, and I can visualize right now the, I guess, the mass that Bruce and I go to. So it's the similar, same group of people generally. You know, you go to the same time, parish, etc. And it's only in the last so many months where, instead of me just nodding at someone, I've actually, and I've tried many times over the years, but because we're in this new parish, we've decided to try and really reach out to people a bit more. And so I've nodded and said, hi, you know, my name's so-and-so, and I've met a lady called Patricia and a lady called Amanda and different things. And after sharing for a little bit, we didn't just have this God bond, because it's God that's brought us together, but then Amanda, found out that I had like aching knees and muscles and things, and she was going, oh, I have the same, and started sharing about her story. And so now when we come together, we don't just have the God part of us that we're sharing about, we have our own personal life, physical ailments that we're sharing about, but we're bringing them and saying, I'm praying for you and you're praying for me.
Yeah.
How's this going? How's that going? And the connection is even growing even greater because of us sharing just us, just stuff together. But I had to make the initiative, but I've had to push through, and even if, you know, at the beginning they just nod and smile and just say their name and move on, just more stop in front of them and just ask a few more questions and being a bit more definite in trying to reach that person. And, yes, there's cultural differences, but some of it is just more, oh, you're different to me, I don't really fit in, so how can I share this? Or whereas you're realizing more and more there's less of a difference of who I am with other women when I'm sharing with them and they share with me, we actually get more of a God bond, stronger bonds, because we're actually very similar. And I just want to encourage people that culturally push through. So it's a decision.
Yeah.
Deliberate decision.
Yeah. And I think, like what I wanted to remind people of was that each of us, in helping each other in a faith, we each have the responsibility to help each other. Like, I think sometimes I can put that on someone else, or they didn't help me.
Yes.
But then if I think about myself, so did I encourage someone? Like, did I do it? Like, rather than turning it on someone else.
Yes, no one spoke to me.
Yeah, well did you speak to anyone?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I push through and go, I'm going to speak to five new people and stop and say, how's it going, da-da-da, you know?
Yeah, and then I think, like, the second step after, well, after we're getting to know people, the next bit, though, that takes us to a deeper place in our Christian communities is reminding people who God is when they're going through things in their life.
Yes.
Like you saying with your sore knees, reminding your friend about, hey, God's there for you in all of this.
Well, and, I say, how's your knees going? I've been praying for you. Mm. No, they're not good. I said, well, I've just got to pray harder then, don't I?
Yeah.
You know, like, yes. Making it more than just a chit-chat talk. It's actually going, I'm interested in you, I care about you, and I'm thinking of you in other times in my prayer life even.
Yeah, and what's God doing in your life? Oh, he's doing that. Oh, no, you actually don't feel like God's doing anything. Oh, well, why do you feel that way? I just want to remind you, no, God is always there.
Yes.
Like that type of, you know, I shared some scriptures, but I don't think we need to share scriptures back and forth necessarily.
Yeah.
That might be a good, hey, why don't you think about this week? But it's that reminder to each other that God is with you in all situations.
Yes.
And I'm here too.
Do you know what you see in their face and their eyes?
Yeah.
Wow. You actually care.
Mm.
You remembered I've been struggling. You remembered something I shared about a few weeks back. And you care about me.
Mm.
And that makes the men open up more. And hopefully then the bond of God bond even grows stronger and we encourage each other more in following God.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's what this is all about encouraging each other on
the journey
in our faith. Yep. That's right. And I shared that story of how the man who's paralyzed and his friends take him to Jesus. Like, wouldn't it be great if we were in communities where when I see that you're struggling in your faith, I'm like, okay, I need to take this person to Jesus. Like, I need to help them get back there. But in the same way, hopefully they're thinking the same about you.
Yes.
Emma's struggling right now. I need to help her get back to Jesus. So I've got for our weekly challenge for each of us just to individually ask ourselves, so who have I encouraged in my community this week? Because if we each were taking that on,
how much better would the whole community be?
And hopefully we would all be encouraged because we've all had someone back and forth to us.
Yes.
So that's the weekly challenge. So we're going to continue this chat again next week. We hope that it's blessed you. Maybe it has been challenging to you. But we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.